1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts in the business, we don't charge you for our site, so enjoy all the features you'll find there on the house. freetalklive.com. Main feature allows you to control the content. You find something online you think's pretty interesting, you submit it to the site. Other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like your suggestion. You can vote on things as well. And the most voted up will make it to the top front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Now, last hour, Mark, you had an email that you were sharing with us for our listeners just tuning in. It was about corporations. We've discussed in the past how corporations essentially are a government construct. It's a legal fiction. It's a concept. It's an idea. They don't actually exist. Businesses exist. Buildings and people and employees and owners, those people and things exist. But the corporation is just a concept. It's a protection layer that the government has created for the people that are in the know, the people that are kind of in the loop with how these things work. And there's pretty outrageous things you can do with a corporation, like own things without actually putting your name on them and protect yourself from any kind of liability for the actions that you take under a business.
Right, and it's not the level of protection that one gets if, say, one works for the government, where you have qualified immunity, in some cases absolute immunity, and for things that the governments do. So it's a level of protection that one can purchase by, you know, giving some money to the government, but it's not complete by any stretch of the imagination. As Craig points out here, you're not a corporate officer is not protected from criminal liability. It's just really protected from civil liability.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you rape somebody on the job, you are still going to be liable for that particular action. But
well, if you accidentally get into an automobile accident in a company car, you're not going to be held at fault. The corporation is. But if you get into an automobile accident on purpose, you commit vehicular manslaughter, then you are going to be held liable. So that's a good example.
Right. So so we're talking about that, and he had a little bit more.
This last paragraph here on the email, he says, also on another note, isn't Free Talk Live incorporated?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I mean, I have a company that has to do with my end of things, where I've got the sales end.
Yeah, you own a house in a corporation or something.
Yeah, like that. I mean, and
but that's your corporation, not Free Talk Live.
Right. I mean, and he says, also, Mark, don't you have a corporation to protect your assets? It's true. If this is true and you disagree with the idea of a corporation, then why do you incorporate? And okay, I disagree with the idea of shooting people, but I'll wear a bulletproof vest if I think I'm going into a combat zone. I mean, does...
Well, you're sort of defending yourself from the current situation created by the government monopoly on everything, pretty much. You're put into a society where people will sue you for the littlest things. If they step on your property, slip and fall, then they're going to sue you because you're the property owner and you should have taken care of that, blah, blah, blah. Instead of taking personal responsibility on their end of things, of making sure they tread carefully wherever they're walking, they simply seek to take money from someone at any opportunity that the ambulance chasing sort of lawyer attitude allows.
Yeah,
basically.
Absolutely. It doesn't if having a corporation allows you to function like a normal human being.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, there's nothing inherently wrong with having a corporation and with using it to protect your assets. It's just, it doesn't need to be there. We don't need to have these things.
The whole system.
Ideally, there should be no such thing as a corporation. People should be liable
for
their actions.
Ideally, if somebody brings a frivolous lawsuit against you, they should be have to pay
liable.
All of your costs, all of your lawyer costs, everything. They should
they
have
lose.
To pay it all.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go broke defending yourself.
I personally would like to see, instead of corporations, I'd like to see more of the sole proprietorships where the person owns the company. People know who owns the company. It's there isn't a whole lot of ambiguity and anonymity.
It's basically what Free Talk Live is.
Without a coercive, top-down, tyrannical type government, you couldn't have corporations anyway. Corporations are something that are doled out
by
the government.
Right.
Only relatively recently in this nation's history, too.
Like the last 100 years or so.
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. I mean, somebody can do a better analysis.
Well, originally corporations were basically, they were vetted to, they were based on the public good they would serve, and
like
they were temporarily
road.
And they would sunset And then that would be the end of the corporation. It would exist for a purpose.
Specific reason.
Yes. A specific purpose.
So there you go. It was a good try on Craig's part to, you know, try to catch me, but no, there's no corporation for Free Talk Live. So 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwave. Free Talk Live doesn't own anything. I mean, Free Talk Live is Ian Freeman, basically. I mean,
yeah,
I have people help me, and I, you know, in the absence of me, the show can continue to go on because we kind of set things up that way. And you have access to the bank account, Mark, so it's not like, you know, if I disappear tomorrow that everything is, like, totally up in a frenzy. You could still continue to operate things, but I didn't need to have a corporation to open that bank account.
Right, and I'm not saying that people that own corporations are bad people.
No.
You know, that's
some of them are.
Point is, corporations are a form of liability control that shouldn't exist, and what it does is it twists the marketplace and then causes people to act differently than they normally would, not be responsible for their actions.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. You know, we never actually finished our conversation. We got off on a few tangents, I think, about the Wisconsin situation. The news that we reported earlier, and I think the news reported earlier was that there was some arrest warrants that had been issued by the Senate in Wisconsin for the other senators that I guess had run away, and the police were refusing to execute those warrants, which is very interesting because it shows that the police have the ability, from what I can tell here, to actually use their discretion as to whether or not they follow a warrant. I mean, normally I always thought discretion was just something that they used in whether or not they make an arrest or enforce a particular law. I always thought if there's actually a warrant that is issued that they have to go and do that, but apparently they can use their discretion there.
Well, I don't think they flat out refused, but they certainly are saying that they really don't like it.
Oh, I thought that the news was that they weren't going to do it. They were protesting it.
It says here that what's his name? Jim Palmer, head of the 11,000 member Wisconsin Professional Police Association, called it an unreasonable abuse of police power due to the fact that the Wisconsin officers lack any jurisdictional across state lines. Does the head of the Senate there intend to establish a lawmaking border patrol? A lawmaker border patrol? And the thought of using law enforcement officer to exercise force in order to achieve a political objective is insanely wrong, and Wisconsin sorely needs reasonable solutions and not potentially dangerous political
solutions. So he doesn't actually say yes or no as to whether or not they're going to
do it. No, he's just saying, we really don't want to.
I guess time will tell on that particular issue. But, JJ, you had said there are a few more updates regarding the Wisconsin union situation.
Yeah, I've got a story here that talks about the Wisconsin Democratic Party has launched a campaign to recall key Republican senators who have aligned themselves with Republican Governor Scott Walker's budget repair bill. And basically, here's a quote. This morning, citizens from around the state took the first steps by filing recall papers against key Republican senators who have stood with Scott Walker and pushed his partisan power grab that will strip thousands of middle-class teachers, nurses, librarians, and other workers of their right to collective bargaining, the Wisconsin Democratic Party said in an email.
Are you familiar at all with what that process is like there?
No, not at all. It says here, under Wisconsin law, any elected official who has served at least 1 year of their current term can be recalled from office. So, it says here, 8 Republican senators are currently eligible to be recalled. Governor Scott Walker, who was inaugurated last January, will not be eligible for recall until 2012.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Republicans currently have a majority, 19 to 14 in the Senate, and this has allowed them to pretty much push through whatever they want.
So if they can recall 5 or 6 of them, then that'll change the way things
exactly.
Go.
If they can recall 5 of them and bring balance.
Well, the question is, how does that actually work? I mean, what does the process involve? I mean, how difficult is it to recall one of these guys? Because clearly they were elected by majority of the voters. That doesn't mean it was a majority of the people that elected them. So what does it require?
This article is not going to say it.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So all kinds of political wrangling going on there. And like I said, I like it when the politics people fight with each other. At least they're not focusing on us.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website. You'll find that the features there are completely free. Got a bunch of them for you. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see the ladies that have sent their photo in, a validated photo or validated video, to show they are listeners of this program. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Jason Osborne from SACL CAI loves the Shrine.
He does.
Go ahead and send your pictures in. Ladies, SACL CAI, you can see, find out more at see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Indeed. All right, so we continue here. You know what? I mentioned something that I had last night. We never got a chance to get to it, so I want to make sure we get this out. It's great activism that's not happening in New Hampshire. And I always like to hear about stories outside of New Hampshire where people are really, you know, putting their boots on the ground. They're getting out there. They're doing stuff, and they're making a difference. Whenever I come across something, I always like to talk about it because there's always so much bad news out in the world. It's good to put something positive out. And the folks in Austin, Texas are one of the most visible groups of activists outside of New Hampshire. There's some real kind of, I guess, excellent, small excellent groups of activists that are kind of in certain areas of the country. Austin is one of those groups. Orlando is another one of those groups. And
Phoenix
is kind of dying off in Phoenix, from what I understand. Ernie Hancock shutting down his activist center, and he's moving it into his house, and it's going to be by appointment only. And I think that some of the money's run out there, unfortunately. And obviously, Phoenix is also Maricopa County, where you've got Sheriff Joe Arpaio, so not the best place to do activism. But the Austin folks are going strong, from what it appears here. And the NewAmerican.com is reporting. Keep Austin Weird, the city motto of the Texas State Capitol, got a boost on Saturday when the city's second annual No Questions Asked Guns for Groceries campaign attracted a gun rights group, which outbid the city for guns in order to put them back into residents' hands. Last June, the city sponsored its first buyback program as a partnership between the Austin Police Department and Greater Austin Crime Commission and the Jastrow Family Foundation, collecting nearly 350 guns. Many of the firearms turned in at both years' events were either broken, inoperable, or obsolete. By 11 a.m. on Saturday, this year's campaign had bagged 400 guns, and police expected to give away $40,000 worth of gift cards. After officials checked for any stolen weapons among the donations and returned them to their owners, most of the guns will be destroyed, though some are tagged for police training use. Police offered $100 for handguns and rifles, $200 for so-called assault weapons, and $10 for air guns, BB guns, or replicas.
What are those, Molson Nagants? You can usually get those for like $75 to $95. at $100, you could just go to the gun store, buy them out, and sell them to cops for $100.
Yes, even fake guns netted their owners some grocery money, with a limit of two per owner. So there you go, Mark. Dealers were not eligible. Nearby the event at the Oak Meadow Baptist Church, however, were members.
Now, why would they do a two per owner? I mean, if they really wanted to get guns away, destroy guns, why not just pay $100 for a gun?
I think to combat what you had said, where someone would go and buy out a store or basically collect a lot of broken guns for nothing, and then
or have a dealer show up. And,
exactly.
So nearby the event at the Oak Meadow Baptist Church, however, were members for. Texans for Accountable Government, TAG, a grassroots organization offering $110 in cash for handguns and rifles and $220 in cash for sporting rifles. The church's pastor said the group would not be allowed on church property during the event, and instead of disposing the guns, TAG members will give them to citizens who want to arm themselves, according to spokesman John Bush, whom we've had on this program in the past. Nice guy. He's frequently seen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which will be coming up this summer. Anyway, John said, "We don't appreciate these gun-grabbing efforts. Firearms in the hands of law-abiding citizens makes communities safer. We think that the economically disadvantaged are the most susceptible to crime. Those are the people that should arm themselves." The article continues, "The group's efforts are legal. It won't donate guns to people with criminal records or others who can't legally buy weapons." The Austin NAACP president, Nelson Linder, voiced his support for the police department's program, however, which he claimed gets guns out of troubled neighborhoods. "This is not the Wild West. This is 2011, and many people have been killed, unfortunately, with weapons or are irresponsible." He didn't comment on how getting broken or inoperable guns off the street helped troubled neighborhoods.
Or, you know, I really do fail to see the idea that, you know, that you're somehow getting guns that would be used in crime. It seems to me that the people who are willing to sell some old gun for $100 are not the kind of people that are out committing crime.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe absolutely. You could make the argument that it wouldn't be at their house, and then some criminal wouldn't steal it in a burglary, and then get charged with armed burglary, and then use it in some future event. But
that's a stretch.
It is. It's a stretch. And I just keep on coming back all the time with the statement that, you know, when you're in those circumstances where seconds count, The cops are minutes away.
Yeah.
Well, this is just this kind of mindless idea that the number of guns will affect things. Well, it doesn't matter who's got the guns. Let's just take the number down. Let's get 400 guns off the streets, and then therefore, so they were on the streets, they're in people's homes. Well, let's get 400 guns out of people's homes, and that means there are 400 fewer guns around for people to, you know, hurt themselves with. And I suppose you could point out that, yes, you know, there are certainly a number of instances of a young person finding daddy's gun or something like that and shooting their friends. I mean, obviously there are those tragic occurrences that that happen. But it's also interesting to point out here that most of these guns are inoperable and or outdated, and you know, people aren't actually able to use them in the first place.
I think part of the problem is not only are you – obviously the people turning the guns are people concerned with their community in most respects. We'll discount the people with the broken guns, because if you can get money for a broken gun, well, then go and do it. You know,
yeah.
As far as that's concerned, if someone's going to give you money for that, cool, take it, capitalize. But other than that, getting guns out of the hands of people that are responsible, that actually care, I think is hurting the communities. Not only that, but as pointed out here, the criminals aren't going to be turning in their guns.
Hell no.
So if people use all sorts of things irresponsibly, they use cars irresponsibly, they use drugs and alcohol irresponsibly.
How about people dying in cars?
Internet.
Yeah.
I mean, you see people that sit there and play World of Warcraft or some other online video game irresponsibly to the point where they lose their job and their health is affected. So people are going to use anything irresponsibly. But yet you're going to pick this one thing that they can actually defend themselves with, that they actually take some personal responsibility in their personal security. But you want to take that out of their hands and put it into the hands of the police, who are not legally required to respond to your calls for help.
John Bush countered the NAACP president by saying, "I'd like the NAACP to take a lesson from the civil rights movement, from the Black Panther Party. They knew that the police officers were not protecting their rights. In fact, they were violating their rights, so they armed themselves. Because you can't count on the government to protect you. In fact, they have no obligation to do so." And there's been court case after court case that has proved that. Just go and Google "no obligation to protect," and you will come up with more than one Supreme Court case where it makes it very clear that even in the most dire of circumstances, where there's one case out of D.C. where women were being raped and murdered, the cops didn't show up, they had no liability for not showing up, and the court basically said, yeah, you can call the cops. They'll take your phone call, but there's no obligation for them to do anything.
No obligation for them to take a phone call. They could just turn a busy signal
on. They could. 800-259-9231. You take control. More about the gun buyback program in moments.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively price, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. You've got a smartphone. Punch up m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our streams and podcast. And free, by the way. It's free. Go to m.freetalklive.com. As we continue, hear the news out of Austin, where a group of liberty activists really shows what you can do when you've got some money behind your movement.
Yes.
Money makes a big difference when it comes to activism, and that's one of the big problems that a lot of activists face. There's two big problems that that the liberty community faces. One is that there just aren't a lot of activists in most places, so it's very difficult to get anything together to get done. And also, because there are few activists, that means there are fewer activists with any money and money to, you know, spend on activism. And so, therefore, the amount of things that you can do are limited in two ways, that you can't do it because either you can't afford it or you can't do it because you don't have the people that would be necessary to get it done. In the case of Austin, it appears they've jumped over both of those hurdles. They had enough people to do this where they were outbidding the gun buyback program that the city was offering. City offering $100 per, I think it was like a gift card or something like that, like a $100 gift card to the grocery store. They were offering $100 for pistols and rifles, I think it was, and then $200 for so-called assault weapons. And I love how the article uses the term so-called.
Yeah, I don't like that term at all, assault weapons, because it's so easily bandied about with anything that looks like an assault weapon.
They should call it black rifles.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they are. They're exactly. Black rifles.
It's got a magazine, or it's got a clip. No, it's a magazine.
Well,
a clip goes inside.
We don't know everything.
But, yes, it has that sort of look.
So, Austin, again, the group that we're talking about here is Texans for Accountable Government, TAG, which is John Bush is one of the guys that runs that. And John Bush actually has kind of been known here in the New Hampshire movement for showing up quite a bit at the Liberty festivals that we have up here. It really seems like a really cool guy. We've had him on the show a number of times. Anyway, he is countering here, pointing out to the NAACP and the Austin police, that it's people in troubled neighborhoods, as the NAACP called it, people in these troubled neighborhoods that need to have guns. They need to have guns to defend themselves because that's where there's crime there. And if you can't count on the police to defend you, so you've got to have your own ability to do that sort of thing. And so they're out there outbidding the cops, offering $110 instead of $100 and offering $220. And I think they were offering cash as opposed to the government, which was offering people gift cards. According to,
they could have just gone at 100 then.
According to Bush, he reported that his group had secured $2,000 to buy back guns. The APD issued a statement saying that the Austin Police Department supports the right of any group to express their political beliefs or views in a lawful manner. Andrew Clements, who also helped organize the TAG program, showed up with a rifle strapped across his back. He said an event like this is a feel-good event. It's the equivalent of turning in your beer to reduce DWI, he declared. Citing the, but in this case, it would be like turning in your empty beer cans because these people are turning in. They say they collected 400 guns, the city does. But they collected 400 guns that, for the most part, were inoperable or broken in some way. So you're not really turning in the beer or the guns.
Because if a gun's operable, you can go to a pawn shop and get $300 for it.
Yeah.
Then there's no way you're going to give it to the cops for $100.
Right.
I mean, it's just ludicrous. There are really cheap, crappy guns out there that are probably worth about $100. Most of them don't work.
Citing the importance of people's Second Amendment rights, however, he added that any form of disarmament to us is wrong. APD's chief Art Acevedo claims the Guns for Groceries program is only for people who wish to get rid of unwanted guns in their homes. He said that if folks don't want to have weapons in their homes, this is an opportunity for them to dispose of their weapons in a safe way. I would hope that Texans for Accountable Government would support people exercising their constitutional rights.
I just don't really agree with that. It's not for people who want to get rid of their guns, because people who want to get rid of their guns are going to sell them like normal people sell things they don't want.
Well, plus there's the added, I don't know, you know, how this thing's funded. But there's the added coercive age, element of the government. You know, maybe who knows whether the police department is giving the grocery store some kind of compensation for this $100 gift card that they're giving. And if so, that's coming from tax dollars. At which point,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's a good question.
The possibility exists.
So what are the constitutional rights the police chief is referring to? I mean, he says that I would hope that Texans for Accountable Government would support people exercising their constitutional rights. Well, now, look, I'm not saying you don't have a right to turn in your guns. You have a right to do what you want with your property as you see fit. But what specific constitutional right is he referring to?
Well, what I have a problem with that statement is where in the Constitution that he's going by does it say that the government can buy back guns for money? I mean, where is the funds appropriated for that? Where does the power for that come in the Constitution? Which line am I supposed to be looking for? I mean, things like that. It's the hypocritical stance that civil servants will take. Well, they use the Constitution when it's convenient for them, or when it fits some sort of little archetypical quote or pandering. But for the most part, the Constitution is meaningless to them.
Texans for Accountable Government's website says this about itself. It's a political action committee formed with the ambition of reigning in the intrusive and expanding reach of government, which threatens to invade every facet of our lives. Our ambition is to put the reins of government back into the hands of individual American citizens, allowing us to once again run our own lives. TAG focuses on issues at the local, county, and state level.
The normal conservative pandering is that we're going to go back and we're going to achieve that moment in time when we were able to run our own lives.
As though that ever existed.
You know, and I can't say I didn't come from that, because I certainly did come from that. You know, we've talked like that on this show, and it's in years past, but I just don't think it's true. I don't think that we as a nation, that the country, inside the country, you were ever really able to run your own life, except maybe sort of out in the out west before they, you know, the government started growing.
Back in the homesteading days where you get a few acres to make your farmland and try to make it out in the middle of nowhere with absolutely no government protection. Because back then, they actually cared about personal responsibility. It wasn't just something people talked about. It was a fact
of
life.
Yeah. It goes on, we believe in the principle of subsidiary, that power should be vested in the nearest locality. Our local representatives are much more accountable to us than those over 1,000 miles away in the District of Columbia.
I'd largely agree with that.
We are dedicated to safeguarding individual liberty, protecting personal privacy and property rights, election integrity, safe water, and electing representatives, not bureaucrats, to office. And I think you're right to some extent. He is, you know, there's pandering going on because it seems like John Bush is a you know, full blown voluntarist from what I can tell. So you know, whatever.
You know, you've got to say what you've got to say.
It's Texas,
and I understand where you know where that comes from. You know, the guy may want to run for office. He's certainly got that feel to him.
Well,
at some point.
And the idea that sometimes you have to play the game in order to win the game.
Yep.
TAG, by the way, this back to the newamerican.com, has also been instrumental in Austin's battle against the installation of body scanners and TSA pat-downs at its airport. The City Council's Airport Advisory Commission voted unanimously on December 14th to oppose the full body scanners. Isn't there something going on in New Hampshire about that?
Yeah, they're passing a law that says, there's a law proposed, and it may very well pass, that says that it would be a felony, a sex crime to touch people in their naughty parts.
You mean if they were, like, at the airport?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And the pressure is on to persuade the council to adopt the recommendation. Other groups in the city are following suit, and so far the Texas Capitol remains the only city in the country that may soon succeed in outlawing the scanners. Well, of course, if it's true that... I guess the legislation here isn't about the scanners. It's about touching, you're saying.
Yeah. Right.
I see. Okay. So there you go.
But what do they do when you don't decide you don't want to go through the scanner?
They want to touch you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Some great news out of Austin, which I think is pretty great. A great idea showing how activists with a little bit of money in their pocket can really start to do some things. Yeah, can really start to do some exciting things that would not have been possible. What would they have done without the $2,000, whoever it was?
The thing I like the most is that they're going to be giving these guns to people that need them.
That's right.
And that, in my estimation, is the most valuable part, not the actual giving people cash instead of a food card. But making sure that the guns they collect that are in working order and that are safe to use are given to people who can defend themselves.
And by the way, this particular article was obviously written by somebody who, you know, had a slant in favor of gun ownership. But it's my understanding they actually did get quite a bit of national press coverage about this particular
event.
Over
Facebook and
stuff. So 800-259-9231. How many guns they actually ended up buying back, I'm not sure. But it doesn't matter. The coverage is what matters.
Nope.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Time for your calls and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Hey, you want to support this program? You can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. To jump on board with the program for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more listeners on board on the internet as well. So exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only phone lines, the amp-only forum, as well as podcasts and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal. You can also sign up with Visa and MasterCard right there on the site. So, once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And, JJ, you had something else you wanted to share with us tonight regarding the underemployment numbers. We've all heard about the unemployment numbers, and, of course, those are, I think, at record levels or close to them.
Certainly.
But there's another number, that which is underemployment, which isn't quite the same thing, is it?
That's right. I've got this article from ZeroHedge.com. It's a blog article that basically uses the information from Gallup. So it goes on, unemployment as measured by Gallup without seasonal adjustment hit 10.3% in February, up from 9.8% at the end of January. The U.S. unemployment rate is now essentially the same as the 10.4% at the end of February 2010. Mm. And one indicator that nobody in the mainstream media will touch with a 10-foot pole, underemployment, a measure that combines part-time workers wanting full-time work with those who are unemployed, surged in February to 19.9%. This resulted from a combination of sharp 0.5 point.
Define it one more time for me. 19.
Underemployment, a measure that combines part-time workers wanting full-time work. So those people who want more.
They like more hours, but they can't seem to get them.
They can't find work that will suit 40 hours mm-hmm. a week. And those who don't have a job, you combine those two numbers and you get 19.9%.
So underemployed includes the unemployed as well?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And that doesn't even talk about people who've got full-time employment in a field that is other than what they had hoped for. For instance, if you used to work full-time as an advertising executive and now you're working full-time as a burger flipper, that doesn't even count you.
Right, because mm-hmm. you have full-time work. So you're not a part-timer seeking full-time work. In other words, you're getting 20 hours a week when you need 40 hours a week.
Got it.
So
19.9%.
That's right, just about 20%.
1 out of 5.
Yep. I can only imagine what it is if you'd start including people who are, you know, not making what they made 5 years ago or something like that.
That's true, that they're employed, but they're making half the money or something like that, or, yeah, or less than what they're used to.
The blog post goes on to say, a summary of Gallup's view on February jobs data, which likely will be dramatically opposite to what the propaganda machine will spout tomorrow. Job situation deteriorates in February. There is essentially no difference between the unemployment rate now and the one at this time a year ago. January's rate, in contrast, showed a 1.1% point year-over-year improvement. This suggests that the real U.S. jobs situation worsened in February. That is, jobs are relatively less available now than in January. So, basically, the idea they're saying is the job situation is much worse than the media and the pundits and the talking heads are letting you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually one of the cornerstones for a lot of what's happening in the Mideast and the various North African countries that are revolting.
You mean they don't have jobs?
The two factors.
Those countries are revolting.
Where the three factors. Obviously, one is oppression. These countries are, most of them were military dictatorships.
They have revolting leaders.
Brutal oppression. The next one was unemployment. A lot of the young people, college graduates, couldn't find work, and they had nothing better to do with their time than stew.
Mm.
And the third was food prices, and we're seeing that happen here in the United States, too.
Yep, so and gas prices going up, too, which means food prices are going to follow that.
So people don't have work. They can't buy the food with what little money they have because the food is out of their market.
Right.
And they also are in this sort of oppressive, tyrannical regime. So this all combines to create revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we're kind of saying with this data from the Gallup poll and the numbers out there is that don't think the United States is on an island by itself. It is part of this same systematic problem that is happening in Tunisia and Egypt, in Yemen, in Bahrain.
There's a lot more wealth here, though, to weather that storm, though, right?
There's a lot more wealth. I think the key is the fact that the reserve currency, being the dollar, has allowed the dollar to fight inflation so much better than the other countries. The other countries are inflating their currency at the same time. Everybody has to inflate because they need to keep up with the dollar to a degree.
I agree with you entirely, but what scares me the most is that I believe the United States' status as the world's reserve currency is precarious.
Yes.
It could very well, if that dike breaks, we're screwed. Essentially, those that run the monetary system here in the United States and around the world know that they can pretty much do anything with the dollar that they want as long as it's the world reserve currency. But there's nothing written in stone that says that the dollar has to be the world's reserve currency.
Well, the IMF and other big organizations, global organizations, are calling for a new reserve currency.
One of those global organizations is called China. Where most of the people, where the largest country in the world, with the fastest growing economy, is demanding a seat at the table. That seat at the table, Americans, is going to ruin your lifestyle. The people I've heard the number, it was Peter Schiff just said on his show today, that you can expect a 25% decrease in your standard of living. 25% decrease in your standard of living if the United States loses its world reserve currency status.
And that's been happening, by the way. I mean, the standard of living has been decreasing as money is inflated, as the money supply is.
It won't happen to the rich people. Like, they've already got that handled for themselves.
Well, it's not going to be as noticeable for them.
It's not even going to happen to them. Unless they haven't invested properly.
I see what you mean.
But these people know what's happening.
Yeah.
They know they see the dollar. I mean, they pay attention to currency
exchanges. And everyone can see the gold rising to record highs.
Silver.
Silver too.
Silver as well. That's not the value of gold going up. That's the devaluation of the dollar.
Absolutely right.
I have to disagree a little bit with that. To some extent, what you're saying is true, but to some extent, gold is in a bull market right now. People are buying it. There's a higher demand for it because people know that the United States dollar is being devalued. There's a bull run on gold, and I think you're going to see that go on for at least another year. So I consider it to be a relative.
Sure. At the same time, though, the effects of inflation aren't going to be immediate. Fed could print $10 trillion tomorrow. We're not going to feel that inflation until months or a year down the road.
Yeah.
So I think you're right to a degree that there is a bull market on gold, but that's because it's been perpetrated by this unstable dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was actually sent something by one of our producers the other night off the air, a document, like 100-plus pages, really lengthy, confusing document by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, which is some group of bankers.
I hate when somebody sends those things to me, like, I'm going to read over this.
No, he didn't. No. Right, that wasn't his intention. He specifically said, turn to page X and look at this chart and look at, you know, the top right. And it was this timeline as to goals that the IMF wanted to achieve. And you know, this was an official document from these people. And it did say, because we were talking about the idea of a global currency, and I was sort of poo-pooing it, like, well, I didn't think that the other, you know, the central banks around the world would really want to do that because they would lose their power. But there's no doubt that the IMF wants this. That's in their document. It says, what is it, the basket called? SDR?
SDRs, special drawing rights.
Right, right. They mentioned the SDR in this timeline, and so they've got these little little circles on this timeline as you look over to the right as to what's coming next and what's their plan is, and SDR currency is the one right before global currency. So
the International Monetary Fund, people, there isn't much larger of a financial organization in the world. That's why they call it the International Monetary Fund, is saying that they want to create a global currency. If there's a global currency, the United States dollar gets the big boot out the front door.
Yep. It's going to be in the basket, but at the same time, they've been using these SDRs for a long time.
That's right, and the SDR introduction was way earlier in that.
Yeah.
This is my advice to you. Spend 10% less of what you're making right now. Just cut 10% out. Use that 10%. Buy gold and silver, or maybe some foreign stocks. I'm going for gold and silver personally. That's my that's what I believe
in. Buy food.
Silver, actually. Forget gold. I don't have the money for gold because
neither.
If you go to gold.freetalklive.com, you can buy 20 coins there. The shipping is the same on one as it is for 20. That's what I'm doing.
We are out of time for tonight, but we are going to give you a two-pack of the toad snack right now. If you call in at 603-435-1105, you'll win this excellent little handle that'll help you bring the groceries back in from the car. You can go to totasack.us to order your own at totasak.us. But if you call in right now, you will win a two-pack here at 603-435-1105, or you could win 603-435-1105. Someone will win if they call right now, 603-435-1105. This is Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 7.